Hello, this is Mike Harp, your host of the Divine Healing Prayer Ministry Program. And today I'd like to talk to you about two Catholic devotions, one popular and one not so popular, both approved by the Church as worthy of devotion. And that is the apparitions of Mary at Fatima, and also the apparitions of Mary in the devotion to Our Lady of America. The first Mary appeared in Portugal, and the second Mary appeared in Rome, Indiana. Now, in Our Lady of America, the diary that tells us, the writings that tell us about these apparitions and messages are approved by the Church, but there's a third stage of approval it needs to go to for the apparition itself to be approved. And I'll talk more about that here in a minute. But in Our Lady of Fatima, as we might know, Mary is said to have appeared to three young children. There are three secrets, we say, of Fatima. And the first was Mary showing the children a vision of hell. It was horrifying, of course, and she says that, you know, so many children of God go to this terrible place because of their sins, especially from sins of the flesh. And to save souls, Mary asks that the children pray the rosary, many rosaries, until their deaths. Two of the children, Jacinta and Francesco, they die at a young age, as Mary said they would. And then Saint Lucia, she lives on to become a sister, and would continue to spread the devotion and the messages of Mary. In the second secret of Mary, she tells the children that she wants the Church to consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. She wants Russia to give up, you know, turn away from communism and turn towards religious freedom. She says if people pray and the consecration is made, then Russia will convert and the errors of communism will not be spread throughout the world. But, as we know, the consecration of Russia was not made immediately, and people did not respond to her call to prayer as they should have. And so communism and the errors of that, of Marxism, socialism, did spread throughout the world. You know, the fruit of that is atheism. But eventually, St. John Paul II consecrated Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart in a collegiate sense, you know, which is what Mary asked for. So his intention was to consecrate Russia in union with the college of all the bishops in the Church. And, you know, there's some debate about whether all bishops did it or not, but it really doesn't matter about that. The Pope's intention was to consecrate Russia with all the bishops, just as Mary had asked, and we have confirmation of that consecration being valid from Saint Lucia, or from Lucia, who said that, you know, it was done by John Paul II, just as Mary asked. Those were her words, and so we have to have faith in that the consecration was done. And we see evidence of that taking place today. If we look at Russia, and we see communism did stop, you know, the World War II ended, and we see, you know, even Vladimir Putin being a supporter of Christianity and even Catholicism and denouncing Satanism in the West and many such signs that it seems that Russia was indeed consecrated to Mary, as she asked, by John Paul II. In the third secret, we see an angel with a flaming sword about to set fire to the earth. And Mary steps in and prevents the angel from setting fire to the earth. And we see a great chastisement take place where there are many dead, and the Pope leaves and is praying for all the dead along the way and is martyred after that. And interestingly enough, in the apparitions and messages of Our Lady of America, we see an angel appear with a flaming sword, and he calls himself the Angel of Peace. Now this is the same name that the angel who appeared to the three children of Fatima gave the name. It's the same name that that same angel gave, which is the Angel of Peace. And in Our Lady of America devotion, the Angel of Peace reveals himself to be Saint Michael. And so I believe that it was the same Angel of Peace, the same Saint Michael that appeared to the three children at Fatima. Another connection here is that the angel appears with a flaming sword in the Our Lady of America apparitions, as he does in the Third Secret of Fatima, perhaps again Saint Michael. Mary says in Our Lady of America that if the world follows her rules, then there will be peace. She says that in particular ways she wants the United States to lead the world into peace. Then if the children of the United States follow her guidance, then there will be peace. And that if other countries cooperate with America, there will be world peace. And in my opinion, we can even perhaps see that happening today. There's a great movement in our country right now back towards religious freedom, back towards a pro-life mindset. Just yesterday we had the election of a new Supreme Court justice, another supporter of the pro-life agenda. And it seems there is a movement happening in America right now, and that there is peace spreading throughout the world. We see the situation in North Korea now. It seems they are cooperating with the United States, and there might be peace there. And now we're currently working on peace in Iran, and perhaps what Mary said is taking place, that America is working towards peace, and those nations that cooperate with America will also experience peace. You know, will they continue to cooperate? We don't know. Another thing that Our Lady of America said she wanted to take place was her statue of Our Lady of America, the way she appeared. She wants that statue to be processed in Washington, D.C., and for it to be placed in the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and for that site to become a pilgrimage site. She says if that is done, then there will be greater miracles and more miracles worked in that spot in America, and even happened at Our Lady of Lourdes. And so, I think it's important that we make this devotion known, that we read this devotion and pray that her request will be granted, that, you know, the United States will continue to follow her lead, continue to sow peace, and other nations will cooperate with the United States so there may be world peace. And also that the statue be processed in Washington, D.C. and placed in the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. So hopefully our country can be blessed by Our Lady and even work towards the end of abortion and fight for Christian values in our society. But we know that before we get to true peace, perhaps the 1,000 years of peace or the complete restoration of all things in Christ that is spoken of in Revelation, that first there will be more suffering, that the Antichrist will eventually rise and will be in those end times that it speaks about in the Bible. You know, in Our Lady of America, Mary does say there will be great suffering and chastisement on the world, but if the United States and other nations cooperate with her, then they will be saved from the suffering and will be the ones to shine as an example for the rest of the world. Does that mean that there will never be martyrs in the U.S.? Does that mean that we'll avoid suffering altogether or won't suffer? No, but it does mean that we trust that we'll be protected in a special way by Our Lady if we cling to her. She, for us, as is said in the Flame of Love devotion, Jesus calls her Noah's Ark. No matter what suffering or chastisements that we receive on our world, our belief and faith in Mary and her protection as our mother, that is Noah's Ark for us. That is our refuge. That's what keeps us afloat. And so, I just encourage people to read these devotions and these approved apparitions of the church, these approved messages, rather, and pray that the apparition does get approved of Our Lady of America. It was Cardinal Burke who submitted the writings of Our Lady of America as worthy of belief. And so let's just join in prayer that this devotion become more widespread and that Our Lady's requests are granted. Thanks for listening, and God bless.